everybody. This is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
11:48 the time. Welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Pepsi Front Range Huddle at the Blake Street Tavern. Joining us now, CU Buffs head coach Carl Durrell. Coach, great to see you again. Always love when we can get together with you, get on the program. But thanks for being out here. I just love this event.
Yeah, I appreciate being out as well, just to kind of get a break from campus. And, you know, there's excitement in the air about the season and the start of it. And so it's a good kind of prelude to what's going to happen in about a week's time.
This is always, that to me, like the best time of the year, because we're getting into the previews. We're doing the media junkets. We're getting everybody together, and we're building up that excitement. Is that kind of how you feel? Looking at that clean slate?
It is. We had our kickoff luncheon a week ago, matter of fact, on Friday. So I think it was kind of the similar type of feeling even around there with our donors and boosters there and people there in Boulder, that in our community. So there's some excitement in the air for sure.
How do you keep the reins held back? Because I know you got to be ready to roll, right? You got to be ready for that first game to be here. How do you hold those reins back and you know, keep that anticipation from boiling over?
Well, the reins is really, it's more of a strategic action right now. You know, obviously there's no one that has the reins right now because of the guys that are competing for that job. But we feel like we're in really good shape, though. It's a good problem to have than actually a poor decision to have. It's one of those things that if you guys are watching our practices and you watch them both perform and you see how both, you know, everybody offensively believes in both of these guys, you know, they can care less who the guy is because they think that they can win with either one of them.
Right.
So that's kind of why we have a comfort level, even though we haven't made a decision today, that we feel like is going to work out really, really well.
Quarterback battle, of course, between Brendan Lewis, J.T. Shrine. You're not breaking that story with us today.
I thought I'd lead off with a little bit of that, yeah, knowing that that's going to come up at some point.
I told you I was going to try to get creative in how we asked that question, but there's really no creative way to do it. But I do like the fact that, you know, we were talking about this off the air a bit. These guys were competing like crazy last year, and then, of course, unfortunately, J.T. Shrout goes down. Was it encouraging for you to see that quarterback competition just pick right back up? That means both guys are ready to duke it out.
I was, and I am, because, you know, Brendan Lewis, I'm just so proud of that kid, of where he was and what he did for us a year ago. You know, he played his best football at the end of that last month in November. Matter of fact, our team did, and he did particularly. I thought he was really starting to season in and play better and understand the position a little bit better. So he came back in the offseason and talked with me and says, Coach, what do I need to work on? I said, first of all, go watch every one of your games from start to finish. You make notes about some things that you did wrong or right, or things that kind of hit you as you watch. So he came back after watching the season back with me, and he had a bunch of, and he had his whole, it was like pages of notes and stuff that he looked at. And I wanted him to kind of make that self-evaluation of what he thought he should have been able to do. And he had a lot of things that was just dead on. So he understood a lot after looking at it, had a great offseason. He's a much complete player now than I thought, you know, anyone would ever think he would get to at this point in time. Now, with JT, is a different argument, right, because he's coming off an injury.
Sure.
He's got to feel confident about, all right, I'm the guy, but I need to kind of pass some steps here. I got to check some boxes here to make sure that I am really the guy. So can I elude to pass rush and get, you know, escape out of the pocket? Checks that box. If he can run some of the RPO systems, like with the quarterback potentially running the football, check that box. He's been able to do all these things that I think he's overcome in camp that has given, now his confidence is out the roof. It's kind of out the roof because he was concerned about whether he could compete and do those things that he naturally was able to do a year ago.
Was that kind of a milestone for him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to get over that hump, that first scrimmage playing, knowing, hey, this was almost a year ago, on almost to the day when he got hurt. Was that a mental thing that he had to get over? And then once you saw him get over that, it was like this big sigh of relief.
Absolutely. And his teammates reminded him of that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, guys on defense would say, hey, JT, didn't you get hurt a year ago right here this day? I mean, they're just trying to get in his head.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah. And he, like you said, he checks that box. He has a good performance. He checks that box. And so those things are really, I think, really, like you said, milestones that help a player's confidence and that he's ready to play.
Yeah.
And I think both of those guys, in their own unique ways, are ready to play.
Well, and we're talking just a little over a week before your first game, right, as we sit here. And when you're not making the announcement today, but when can we expect an announcement for who the quarterback is going to be opening up against TCU?
It's probably by the weekend, yeah. I would say. You know, but we got a couple practices. Our players had meetings today. They're off today. And so we're going to have a good practice on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So we're going to probably do it towards Saturday.
So in a quick follow-up to that, you talk a lot about a football program and the noise and kind of canceling out the noise, whether it be conference realignments, whether it be transfer portal, all that. What's been your message to your team this year to try and, you know, at least limit that noise, that outside noise from penetrating your program?
Well, part of the noise I want in the program, particularly the ones that have us last in the conference.
Yep.
So I want to hear that, yep, because that should motivate us about practice and everything we do on a daily basis. So there's some noise that I think is good, that you want to be kind of have that chip on your shoulder about fighting and proving and earning that respect. The other part of the noise, I would say, is they've done a great job of eliminating. Conference realignment, I have nothing to do with that.
Right.
Right, so I don't have to spend much time talking about that because, you know, we coach football and I'm coaching you guys and we got a season to play and, you know, that realignment's not going to happen until 2024 anyway. So it was like,
right,
we got a couple years here. I may not even be alive after this year. Who knows?
You keep having quarterback battles, coach. It's going to keep aging you, man.
Yeah, so right now I said, that's way down the line. I don't have any control over that. But what we can control is what's going on right now. The start of this season, what we're doing in our preparation, and then proving to our the people out there that we're a better team than what people are saying.
What is that message like to Coach? We won't keep you much longer, but when you do look at those media polls and everything and you say, hey, it's motivation, but what is that message like? Are you guys constantly talking about it, or is it something where you mentioned it, now we're moving on, we're going to go prove some people wrong?
It's more the latter, what you just said. So we talked about it. Matter of fact, I came back from Pac-12 Media Days just saying, hey, this is what it was, mm-hmm, and this is what their expectations were for us. And, you know, we kind of scoffed at it, and then we went right back to work. You know, so
yeah,
they know it. You know, everybody's on social media, so everybody knows it. So it's not like it's hidden from anybody in our program. But, you know, I wanted them to have, you know, I didn't say it every day this camp, but I did say it probably once or twice a week about the expectations and the respect and all the things that, you know, we got to, how do we get ourselves relevant again? How do we get ourselves in contention? How do we gain respect? Well, all that starts with, at the end of a game, if you win it, that opponent saying that, you know what, you guys got a heck of a football team.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to have that type of steps of progress every week this week and just take it a week at a time, maximizing our chances of being successful and then proving ourselves along the way.
So Troy Calhoun's down here. You guys got him week two. Did you have a spy out there trying to get some inside information from him, Coach?
No.
None of that?
You know, Troy's he's a quality man and a stand-up guy. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. And he's done such a great job down there. I mean, I was joking about we were at a fundraising event because he's been down in Air Force for 16 years now. And I said, well, shoot, I'm hoping I'm in Colorado for 16 years. And I don't know if I'm going to make that feat, but he's just done such a great job in his tenure there that, you know, he's why he's one of the best in our country.
Yeah. Coach, we're looking forward to the kickoff to this season. You guys squaring off. We'll get to see it on primetime, too, against TCU on ESPN. So we're very excited about that. And we just wish you the best of luck. Let's try to catch up again. And if you do want to break that news, you have my number.
Well, we'll have a special
maybe
program
by the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have a special program. You just let us know when you're ready to go. All right, Coach?
We'll make it happen, Coach.
I
appreciate
it. Thank
you, man. Good luck this season.
Good luck,
thanks,
man.
Thanks for having me
Thank
on.
You very much.
TCU Buffs head football coach Carl Durrell didn't give us that breaking news. I didn't think he would, to be honest. It was really
hey,
you got to shoot your shot and see what happens.
Yes, you do.
And there you go. But what you can't help but just love the guy, man.
Right?
I mean, Carl Durrell is a great dude.
Well, what he just said right there, right? When you talk about Tad Boyle, right, with the CU Buffs and the basketball program, he's been there. He's just a Colorado staple. He just said, listen, I want to be here for the 16 years that Troy Calhoun's been down at Air Force.
No doubt. You want
that from your football coaches, and it's something we haven't seen in Colorado in a long time.
No doubt about it. 11:57, the time we're out here for another hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Pepsi Front Range Huddle at the Blake Street Tavern in Denver. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.